PayPal, official peer-to-peer payment sponsor of the NFL.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
One, two.
Jam, jam.
Check.
Jamming on the one, jamming on the one. Pot me up, jamming on the one.
Sounds good.
What's the O stand for?
Oh, my God, it's early.
Enjoy the show. Stay tuned. We're going live in 5, 4, 3.
Morning Mayhem starts now with David Basil.
It's
present. Live from the Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort Studio. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only casino resort.
From the office of your favorite president, good morning to all of the 609ers, Los Angeles.
Ba-da-ba-da-ba.
All right, you 609ers, you know what to do on this Tuesday, July 7th. Yeah, move it, let's go. Bow, bow, wow, wow, wow.
If I'm a defensive player right now, I'm chewing some ass on the offensive line.
Yes.
My dog right here, K-Girl, she loves me. I'm telling you, go big time.
Yakshimash.
Dobre.
Dobre.
Sweet little chariot, come down, ease and taxi to the terminal zone. Cut your engines and cool your wings and let me make it.
Los Angeles!
Yeah, boy!
Bigger than U.S. Steel.
Let's go to the phone.
What's that bulge in his pocket?
It's my Randy. State Police badge, double R.
Yes.
Weirdo.
Whoa!
Yeah, I don't know what I do with this. Tell me what to do. No, I don't know what to do.
Los Angeles!
I got a hand to you. That was good.
Thanks, Terry.
We're going to be here all day! We're going to be here all day!
I like that kind of party, baby.
Well, somebody is.
All right, good morning, everybody. It's 6:11 on this Tuesday, July 7th. We are on the road today. Our summer of adventure continues. Roger, good morning.
Good morning, David.
Back in studio, Christian Weaver. Good morning, Christian.
Good morning, fellas.
Thanks to Oakland, who is sponsoring our summer of adventure. Today, Roger, we're at the brand spanking new Arkansas State Police Lodge, training lodge, where everybody who's going to be a state trooper will come and train for. We got to ask Mike, Colonel Hager, how long? I think it's 6 to 8 weeks. Yeah. But it is, Christian, it is super nice. I just did a Facebook Live. I'll post some pictures a little bit later, but it is spectacular. $25 million alone, just for this facility, without a penny, coming out of the taxpayers' pocket. This is all privately funded. We met some of the folks last night who will be by today that contributed to this. But yeah, Roger's pool tables and the deer on the walls and TVs. And
Ted Cat has been looking at me. It follows
you
around.
He's been eyeing you. We got a lot of special guests to be on today. We got John Daly as always too. Appreciate Honda of Russellville for sponsoring him. Rick Schaefer will be on with us a little bit later today, but we'll visit with a lot of the folks who were leading the charge over here. Big news last night, Christian. Wow. Got our heads handed to us last night in soccer. That was, I don't think anybody thought.
Start to finish.
I mean, yeah. You're our soccer contributor, correspondent. How do you assess last night's match?
Some would say it's karma. Some would.
Well, in what way?
But
karma for what?
The Trump thing.
The Balogun playing when maybe he
didn't matter.
Been.
Yeah, didn't matter. Yeah, didn't matter a bit.
It didn't look like he was playing anyway. But Belgium.
Yeah.
Belgium finally showed up. The
wow.
Entire tournament
Belgium.
In the World Cup, they had kind of been coasting. They're past their prime. They didn't even play their guys. Kevin De Bruyne, he didn't play the entire game. He's one of the best attacking midfielders in the entire world.
I did see where, who was it, Coco?
Lukaku got in the 60th minute.
Yeah, I saw his today. I think he scored, didn't he? I think
he did eventually, he put one in eventually. But they didn't play all their guys, and they dominated us.
Do we not play good? Yeah, not good defense. In other words, we just weren't playing around the goal. We weren't being sharp. We were just lazy. What was the deal?
Well, we didn't play the toughest competition all the way up until this point. And when we went up against a good team, which Belgium is, I think you could see that technically we're just not as good as them. We don't make as sharp as passes. We're not as good at dribbling. We're not as good at contesting the ball. All these things that the other teams are just better at. We're not good at possession, and it showed last night. Belgium was just better than us.
Roger, did you get a chance? We were busy talking. You get a chance to watch any of the background?
Yeah, I
got a chance to watch some of it.
It was over.
Every time I turned around, they were scoring. I was like, golly, man, what's going on?
I just understood the reason behind the red card being, controversy.
Right.
Not about Trump doing that part, but that everybody said that it shouldn't have been a call anyway.
Right.
And how the video, I don't know the acronyms, but how the video is not supposed to be shown, you can't show it in slow motion, all of that stuff. But the one thing that keeps falling back with me is, because I don't pay that much attention to soccer, is how everybody said FIFA's one of the most corrupt, and I'm going, well, then what are we doing?
I know.
I mean,
I
don't understand.
You know who else they said that is corrupt, too?
No.
I remember they said that about the Olympic Committee. Remember they said, the Olympic Committee. Yeah, so
okay.
I don't know. Maybe because they're world organization.
Yeah.
What is it?
Boxing also, all the world.
Yeah, boxing's been pretty bad.
I could see, but if there's corruption going on, I guess when I think of corruption, I think about just the black and white of corruption. I don't know how many tentacles it has. I don't know why we overlook
corruption.
Some of the things that goes on.
You think Trump can make a call and get four goals taken off the board to Infantino?
That's good. I like it. That'll be the joke today. Yeah, what can we have done? Well, so now everybody who's been excited about soccer, you know, are, okay, we're move on here in America.
Just yeah, it's like football season for the Hogs. Yeah. All right.
American football season.
It's over. Let's go to the phones. What do you say, JM? Okay.
A couple things today, Raj and Christian. Today is National Day of Rock and Roll. Do you know why that is? Did you see this in history?
No, I have not. Let me see. What is today's date? It is July 7th.
I don't think you'll know it.
July 7th.
Is it Alan Freed?
Nope.
Has it got to do with a song?
Yes. It has to do with a song and a DJ.
Okay,
and I'm presuming that's why. I didn't know, but it has to be.
It's not American Pie.
Nope.
And it's not Alan Freed?
Nope. And I'm presuming it's got to be. In 1954, Roger, on this day, Memphis disc jockey.
Got it. All right, let me do one more thing. So it's Dewey Phillips.
Yep.
Is it Bill Haley?
Nope.
Okay, go ahead.
That's All Right, Mom. Mama, rather. He played Elvis's song, That's All Right, Mama, in Memphis that night for the first time. And he played.
I've never heard that before.
Yeah, I've heard the story. Played it 14 times. People kept calling,
okay.
And then apparently it got so big that Elvis drove up there that night,
and
talked to him. So that was sort of where that came from. I guess National Day of Rock. It's also National Macaroni Day. Had some mac and cheese last night. Christian, are you in or out on mac and cheese?
I'm in on mac and cheese. I know Roger is.
Okay. Well, Rogers are late to the game. You're sort of late. Yeah, you.
I'm late.
I
didn't try any here.
Warming up to it now?
I don't. I was not a big. It's weird. I'll eat cheese on some things, but other things because you can smell it a lot more.
I thought like mac and cheese is the universal thing that everybody on this planet would probably eat.
Well, my brothers and sisters did. My kids ate it. It was not me. I was spoiled.
It's the noodle.
I didn't have to.
It's just something about the noodle.
Well, I like cheese. I like noodles. I just didn't like them together at the time. I didn't know about it, so Mama didn't make me eat it. She'd make something else for me. So I was, I guess. And
60 years later, you're still.
But you know what? But I could see me mixing it with the barbecue beans.
It was good last night.
Yeah.
It's also National Dive Bar Day today. Yeah. I think the dive bar in Little Rock is the one down there on Main Street. It's been there forever. What's the name of that place?
I always not knowing what the description is. I thought that, didn't we say Town Pump?
Down
the street from us?
That's one. That you can say.
But what denotes?
I think it's something that's not nice. I mean, when I say not nice, it's not new. It's sort of older.
And
it's. Yes, not fancy. It had been around, sort of run down a little bit. But there's a place down.
Would the poorhouse have been one, whatever that is there on the corner now? You know, it used to be right there in the Clinton district or whatever that is. What is it? Right there on the corner, the intersection of the River Market.
I'm not sure.
What's the name of the you got the State House on your right.
Right.
If you got the stoplight and on the left, what's that bar right there?
Downtown?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. If somebody knows what Roger's talking about, let them know.
Chances are nobody knows.
Yeah, it's this one. This one's the most famous one in downtown Little Rock. It's on the south of 630 south of there where Juanita's used to be. And it was where you would. It's still open. It's got great greasy hamburgers. And then Whitewater was another dive bar. Remember Whitewater down there by the Deaf School? Mm-hmm. So send us those today. Tomorrow we go to Mena, Roger. I was looking up a little bit on Mena. It's funny when we throw out these places we're going. A lot of people, like somebody today on our Facebook Live said, "I'm driving to Mena tomorrow." Yeah. I mean, it's really weird how when you throw out, "Yeah, we're going to Mariana." Hey, I'm from Mariana, or my family's from Mariana. How that's out there.
Who were we here talking with last night? Was it Cody?
What's that?
Was it Nick from Mena?
Oh yeah.
Was it Cody Williams?
No, who was
not
it from
Nick?
Mena? No, I wasn't there, because Nick is from Camden.
Who's from, okay, that's where it is, Camden.
Here,
Camden.
Come over and grab a chair real
that's
quick.
Right, I'm sorry, then that's what,
yeah, yeah,
you know
yeah,
what I said,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
Camden, because he knew about, Nick knew about the White House. He was telling some stories about that.
The also, Roger, big movie comes out this weekend, I think. Christian, I think you may be excited about that. The Odyssey. You heard
it's
about
next
this?
Weekend.
Or it's next weekend. It is, I was looking at the first reaction, staggering.
It is
the Odyssey. It's a huge hit. Well, it's Homer's The Odyssey.
Homer's The Odyssey.
Okay.
Matt Damon starts, which is sort of weird.
Homer's Odyssey, yeah. Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, it's, you know, of course, the, you know, they've got special effects to make it look cool, but they staggering is the, yeah, that's good. Good put
that. That's the thing about Nolan. Most of his stuff he does is practical. Like the, you know, the Cyclops and stuff in The Odyssey,
yeah.
That's practical.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
Yeah. Look at, let me tell you, that my man is breaking it down with practical at 6:20. Mike Hager, Colonel Mike Hager joins us now. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Sorry, there's a delay.
Yeah, how you doing, buddy? Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Great. Welcome. Welcome to the show. Well, we're honored to be in your place tonight, today.
Wow. Yeah, that's awesome, man. We're glad to have you guys.
Yeah, it's you had a fun night last night. A couple of your guys, Sergeant Nick Brown and Captain Cody Williams, putting on a show last night.
Yeah.
And then I noticed you and the good judge, Cody Hyland, were singing along, too. Y'all got a little...
Hey, man, let me tell you, I learned something about Cody Hyland last night. That guy can sing.
Yeah.
He's got some harmony talent.
I was noticing. Then Roger jumped in there for a while. I knew Roger.
I knew he could, yeah.
And I knew the clock was ticking. I knew the clock was ticking on Roger. We can't stay up too late.
Well, I didn't come here to sing. Those guys, they brought their equipment.
Oh, listen, you always come to sing.
Dakota Williams and I, you know, Nick and I didn't, you know, I do. I always come to
you
sing.
You always come
Cody,
to sing. You
know, Cody was talking, we talked ukuleles. We did. He's all in. I showed him my ukulele that's coming, and he's going to make sure that I stay on the right path.
The I was just talking earlier, Mike, is that this is a $25 million lodge built without any taxpayer dollars. It's going to be a place. How long do the troopers to be? Is it 6 weeks, 8 weeks? Do they stay here training?
No, 21.
Oh, way off.
21 weeks.
21 weeks. Yeah. So they will live here for 21 weeks.
21 weeks. Yeah.
And in years past, all you guys who became state troopers, where would you go? What place would you stay in?
So when I went to work, we were in Camden. We had a part of the barracks down there where the Commission on Law Enforcement Standards is still at.
Cinder block.
Yes. And we had, in fact, the building that we stayed in, the original purpose of that building was to house World War II prisoners of war.
And that's what y'all used to train in. And now this is like a Taj Mahal. All these guys and ladies are going to be.
It's almost not fair. But so about 2 years after I went to work, we built the new headquarters on Gower Springs, and we have the barracks over there now, and we moved troop school to that. So we've been there since 98, and this will be the first class in January out here. Yeah, and these guys, talk about coming in the door spooled, man. They have no idea what it should be like.
So. And, I mean, you guys could have made it, you know, normal, but you wanted to make it be spectacular.
Yeah, well, you know, so our foundation, of course, you know these guys.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you got to visit with some of them last night.
Yeah.
Man, I mean, where do you start? I can't say enough about them. I mean, they are incredible. I mean, some of the most accomplished people in the state, and they're just friends to us. I mean, they're wonderful. But they pulled the money together. They've had fundraising efforts to do this now. You know, the track, this entire campus is all foundation. So basically the thought was we can either build a cinder block traditional law enforcement military style training academy, or we can do this and we can lease it out when we're not using it, and we can offset operational costs. So you mentioned earlier, you know, this entire property that you see out here, there's not any state money in this at all.
Yeah,
it's all ARPA and ASP Foundation money. So and not only that, now that we have a facility like this, we can lease it out. And we can offset the operation.
Christmas party, Roger. Christmas party.
There's no doubt. We had a food fight last night. I mean, I don't know who it was that was running up and down the hall, tearing up pillows. There's feathers all up and down the hall in there. But we'll get that cleaned up, I'm sure, before the lady governor comes.
We got a chance to get to know Johnny Allison, which is another great Arkansas success story that I didn't know all this background. You know, we got the guys like Frank Fletcher and the Tyson family, and hearing his story, and he's a big giver individually.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, millions of dollars he's given, and just a hoot of a guy. I'm telling you, he is and for a guy that's, you know, not in his 50s, he's still got it. He's still got the juice. And I mentioned Elizabeth Anderson is with the foundation. She's the head of the Arkansas State Police Foundation. She was here last night. But yeah, we'll talk with all these folks throughout the day. We'll get some of the other troopers on, including our musically gifted. I think we need to do a trooper idol. Trooper Idol around the country. Arkansas State Troopers against anybody else when it comes to singing.
I wouldn't make it past the audition.
But but you've got some ringers. You got Nick and Cody.
Unreal.
661-1037. That's the break. As we go to break here, a couple of messages. Midtown Billiards. That's what it is, Raj. Okay. It's Midtown. It's National Dive Bar Day today. Mm-hmm. So I see a lot of Whitewater Tavern, Midtown are the two that I was thinking of.
I'm trying to think where.
Someone says, my mother will not eat mac and cheese when we were kids. She never fed us mac. So, you know, mama didn't, and kids aren't. So said, when will the Little Rock Touchdown Club guest list be revealed? It'll be second week in August. I am behind. I am trying to do major catch up. Yesterday I was making calls, and somebody said David should put an autograph Hunter Orange vest on the wall for him. Well, that would really be more Game and Fish.
Yeah.
That would be a Game and Fish lodge if they did one. This is like a hunting lodge, though. Deer and got the wildcat staring at Roger.
Yeah,
right
that
there.
Thing follows you around. It's really weird. I actually am expecting it to move. I found out where a lot of the things are around here. I know where the fridge is. I know what my key does not open. To let you know about it. Those are the curtains. Lights are over there. Fridge is back there. I'm starting to make my way around this place.
Yeah, well,
I can't get in the storage room.
Our Supreme Court Justice buddy had the same experience this morning where he woke up at the lottery.
We all did the same thing. Yeah. We all did
I thought somebody was in there.
Yeah.
Are we going through a drill?
Yeah.
I didn't know if it was going to start to move it.
All right. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. And this is in the correct pronunciation. It's the Arkansas State Police Training Lodge.
You know, it's
what
funny. You call it? We actually have not come up with an official name. We're working on that. But, yeah, we just call it the Lodge.
Okay. You want to make it sound menacing or do you want to make it sound comfy?
The Lodge.
Yeah. Well, so when the foundation spends as much money as they have, they didn't want that called the Chow Hall, but that's what our guys still referred to.
Yeah, you bet.
And it's like, hey, no, that's not a Chow Hall. When you say
no, it's got dining room on it. That's what that's
saying. Yeah. All right, don't go away. 6:30 here, Morning Mayhem.
Is SportsCenter.
Yesterday in the World Cup, Spain advanced to the quarterfinal by beating Portugal 1-0. The only goal coming from Mikel Merino in the first minute of the second half stoppage time. For Spain, this is their first appearance in the quarterfinal since 2010 when they won the World Cup. For Portugal, Cristiano Ronaldo announced yesterday this would be his last World Cup. Then the United States' run in the World Cup came to an end as they lost to Belgium 4-1. America was dominated from pretty much start to finish. Charles de Catuara had two goals in the game and assisted on another. Fowler and Balogun, who controversially was allowed to play, barely touched the ball the entire game. Belgium and Spain will play on Friday. Today in the World Cup, Argentina and Egypt will play at 11, while Switzerland and Colombia will face off at 3. Both of those games can be seen on Fox. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network. David and Roger are hitting the road this summer, celebrating the Morning Mayhem Summer of Adventure presented by Oaklawn Hot Springs. Keep it on the buzz to find out where they're heading next.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
Mostly sunny this morning, but it will become partly cloudy to mostly cloudy this afternoon as more rain and thunderstorms develop. It'll get up to 91 degrees, then the showers and thunderstorms start. It'll cool off a little bit, but of course, those thunderstorms could produce some strong gusty winds. We might even have another severe thunderstorm. Tonight, it'll become mostly clear with a low of 72. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Here's NASCAR Hall of Famer Mark Martin.
As a race car driver for 40 years, I survived a lot of crashes. Not everyone can run into a wall at 200 miles an hour and walk away. Without a seatbelt, I wouldn't be alive today. Now I'm retired, back home in Arkansas driving my pickup. I'm shocked how many people aren't wearing seatbelts. Why risk your life when it only takes 2 seconds to buckle up? Take it from number 6. Buckle up, Arkansas.
A message from the Arkansas State Police Highway Safety Office.
If you haven't heard, Simmons Bank was recognized recently by Newsweek as one of America's best regional banks and credit unions, and by Forbes as one of America's best in-state companies. If you're looking for a new home, they're the folks you need to talk to. Let Simmons Bank help you make home ownership a reality and help guide you through the process of finding the home loan option that is best for you with competitive rates and personalized service. They've been doing it for over 120 years. They've called Arkansas their home. It started in Pine Bluff and has grown into a premier bank in the Mid-South. Simmons Bank makes banking easy, and now you can open an account with just a few clicks. Their most popular products can be opened online in just minutes. Take it from me. I'm a satisfied customer. No matter where you live, you can find a Simmons branch near you. They also know how to put on a major golf tournament. The Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens 2 years in a row has won best tournament on the tour. So tip of the hat to them. Gives a lot of money to charity. You got to try them out. With almost $30 billion in assets, Simmons Bank continues to grow, but they'll always be local. Join me and many others in making Simmons Bank your bank.
This is Justin Akre. If shoulder or elbow pain is affecting your daily life, the fellowship-trained physicians at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health are here to help. They offer advanced care for injuries, arthritis, rotator cuff problems, and more, helping you feel better, move better, and get back to everyday life. Call 501-686-TOSH today to schedule your appointment. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
What if someone did play-by-play of your life? Example, what would it sound like if you visited, say, Genesis of Conway? There's the arrival. Look at the reaction on that face at seeing a dealership that is so luxurious. And going for a test drive now of a GV80, and the smile is huge. And here it comes, the big play, $8,000 off the price of that very same GV80. Let's hear it again in slow motion. $8,000 off. Winner, Genesis of Conway. The future of luxury today.
Randy brings Drive Time Sports back to Searcy this Thursday for the Sonic Air Raid 7-on-7 tournament. Live from Hardy University, presented by Double B's.
You're listening to Morning Mayhem with David Basil, Roger Scott, Christian Weaver, and Justin Moore.
Tony Brennan telling me Summers that Mr. Ahmed Foley is here to
Axel Foley.
Axel. Axel. Foley is here to see her. These are all the quints. May I offer you something to drink, a wine, a cocktail?
No, I'm fine, thank you.
I'll make it myself right back there with a little lemon twist. It's good. You should try it.
No, I'm fine.
I see you. Look at this piece.
Yeah, I was wondering how much something like this went for.
$130,000.
Get the f*** out of here.
No, I cannot. It's serious because it's very important piece.
What's his name, Roger?
Serge.
Serge. 632 here at the Arkansas State Police brand new lodge. For training its troops, future troops. We're here with Mike Hager and some of the other troopers from and other folks here supporting this fine group of men and women. Last night was quite the show, Roger, that Captain Cody Williams and Sergeant Nick Brown put on, singing and playing the guitar. And
yeah, dude, they're very good.
Very talented dudes.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I think maybe that's a future,
you know,
future
what? How
for them
about
when
that?
They
How
retire.
About How about that? Next time, maybe some of the other officers, maybe in training, they learn a musical instrument, and when they walk up to disarm, quote-unquote, someone from being afraid and frightened of a police officer coming to their door, because, you know, you're usually guilty of speeding, whatever it may be. Maybe they're playing a guitar, you know? Maybe they're strumming a little music just to go, chill out. We're all here to have a good time. He's strumming a guitar, and he's going, can I get your license and registration? I don't know. I'm throwing it out. I'm throwing it out there. I don't know.
Cody, come here. Come here. Cody Highland, come here. By the way, if you just tuned in and did not see the match last night, Belgium did beat the United States 4-1. Is it weird for me? Is it bad for me to go, we're cocky as a country. We go, we should beat Belgium in soccer.
Excuse me. We've got presidents that say, can you tell me why our hockey team has lost up?
Yeah.
We're better than that.
Should we? I mean, how big is Belgium, Christian? How many people does Belgium have?
I don't know the population of Belgium, but they are a better soccer nation than us. I will say
and
that.
We've got to be. We've been at this soccer game for what now? 50 years? Come on. We got to be better.
We have
than that.
About 12 million people total.
Good Lord, are you serious? That's it?
People. Is that even metro?
That's like almost the population of New York. I mean, that's it. Judge Cody Highland joins us, Supreme Court Justice Cody Highland. Good morning, Cody. How are you? Let's get this on there. You working? Say something.
Hey.
There you go. How are you, man? Good to see you.
I'm good.
Listen, you're a longtime listener of the show. Your wife, Jana, the longtime listener of the show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Watch your career, you know, go through the different things you've done and been on the Supreme Court for since 2023. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Good to see you. And you're a big supporter of everything happening out here.
Oh, yeah.
Your son is a state trooper, number
one. State trooper.
And trooper of the year. Is it Ethan? Is that right?
Ethan. He was Trooper of the Year as a rookie, which I don't guess Mike is. I think this is the first time this ever happened.
Yep,
first time.
Wait, here, look at this. Here it is. Here we go. Right there. Gotta get the bell out. Yes, very nice. Yeah, first time that's ever happened where a rookie is the Trooper of the Year.
Yeah, yeah. Super proud of him. You know, I don't guess he, you know, he went through a pretty serious incident to be able to get.
Yeah, you were telling us a story that he and two other troopers pulled over somebody from Michigan, a bad guy.
Yeah. The U.S. Marshals were pinging that phone all the way from. I'm not sure where they picked it up, but he was from Michigan. I think he was wanted for kidnapping up there. And so, the troopers and the marshals knew he was a pretty bad guy when they pulled him over. And so they were prepared. And sure enough, the guy got out with a pistol and kind of a suicide by cop thing. And took care of business. Yeah.
Well, you know what, Roger? You know, we're fortunate that we're blessed that we don't have to deal with the bad people, like these folks do, the state troopers. Yeah. I mean, there's evil out there. There's bad people that want to kill you, that want to kidnap you, that want to, do all the bad things. And state troopers have to deal, and law enforcement, not just state troopers, everybody has to deal with them. And I'm just glad, Roger,
Thin blue line.
The biggest jerk we're dealing with is a bad tie line. it's a bad connection.
There's some people on here who are going, you guys suck. Other than that, bootlickers. Things like that.
But the troopers, I mean, when they walk up to a car, guys, I mean, just on a routine stop, I mean, it could turn not routine very quickly.
Yeah.
It's dangerous.
Were you nervous about when your son said, hey, Dad, that's what I want to do?
Yeah, because I'd been around it as a prosecutor and U.S. attorney. And so, especially for Jana, I mean, the danger was always theoretical, right? You always knew it was possible. But then when Colonel Hager gives you that phone call and says, hey, Ethan's okay, but...
Yeah.
That's when it gets real, real quick.
Yeah.
And, that's tough. But again, he loves it. All these guys love it. I mean, they love serving the state. They went through 21 weeks of training. The training was excellent. Probably the best in the nation, I would say. And so it's part of a special group, and he loves it.
Well, I've always said, and Roger, I believe anything we do in Arkansas, we can be the best in the nation. The Little Rock Touchdown Club, I want to be the best in the nation. I want to be better than anybody else. We want to be that way with a football program. We want to be this way with the show, Roger. We want to be the best that we can be. And this facility is the best in the nation.
I can't imagine that there's a better one in the nation.
Yeah.
I mean, I just can't. And the great thing about it is no taxpayer money. I mean, Arkansas stepped up to the plate and provided people that they love and appreciate with this facility.
How are things on the bench? Roger, see that right there, what I did right there?
Yeah, right there. See
transition.
Things
there?
On the bench?
Yeah. That's an industry term.
You got any big cases you're dealing with?
We do. Yeah.
Okay. Are you guys sort of like the, not want to say minor league, but AAA ball compared to the U.S. Supreme Court? Is that what it is?
Wow. That's a pretty good analogy.
It's just one level below.
Well, it's federalism. You've got the federal, state, local, and we're probably we are the court of last resort, state of Arkansas. And then you've got the feds, and they do their thing on federal questions. And so,
we're going to play Family Feud later, I think. I don't know. For a prize, can we give away, make one of the laws? can they have one of the cases and determine?
Yeah, sure, we can do that.
We can try. Very good. Think about one.
Yeah, I'll do that.
I think the coolest thing would be, because you don't have young kids anymore, but if he has like a kid, like an elementary kid, elementary school kid, and it's bring your parents to work day, and what they come at, you walk in with a rope with the judge's rope.
Let me tell you, one of the coolest pictures I ever. Go ahead.
No. Well, I mean, we need to get you out to the Supreme Court.
Love that.
I walked in there one time when nobody's in there, but I probably wasn't supposed
Let's
to.
Let's go do a show. Let's go do a show, and we can get,
from the chamber.
One of the coolest advertising advertising that you guys
we
ever
did
was when you were all dressed up in your
We did a promo.
Robe.
Yeah, we Absolutely. Were all, what was the phrase that we used?
Judges, I don't know, sports
yeah,
judges.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Or
yeah,
courts in session, I don't know.
A lot of people, do you know where it is, Roger?
No.
It's right next to the state capitol.
Yeah, it's just southwest of the capitol.
Yeah, right beside it. So really a beautiful place.
No, I'd love to go. I'd love to go see that.
Who was the head judge? Who was the number one? What do you call it?
The
Chief Justice. Yeah, Kara Baker.
Okay. All right. It's fitting when I watch those U.S. Supreme Court justices. Hey, listen. What do you call it when you give the opposing? What's the name of it? The opposing view, not the one that's popular. The one that lost.
Dissension.
The dissenting view.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, they get after each other.
Yeah.
Man.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. And these are all smart people. These are all the highest intelligence. And they get. I can't believe. Yeah. That's a stupid mistake. I can't believe we're going down this road.
The U.S. Supreme Court has some. Pretty hot ones
lately. On the last decade, for sure.
Yeah.
Someone says here, won't find a man who loves the Razorbacks as much as Cody, too. Is that true?
Yeah. Hey, David, my first memory of my father was listening to a console stereo, listening to a Razorback game. You know, and my best memory of my dad was my first Razorback game in Little Rock.
Yeah.
You know, it's just...
You remember what game it was?
Rice, 1988.
1988.
Rice, yeah.
Yeah, that was, we had just, yeah, we, it was, seems like, the, you know, obviously a few years later, I think Rice was the last game we played.
Yeah,
before we left the Southwest Conference, going to the SEC.
Yeah,
yeah, some great memories.
Well, it's not just football in Arkansas; it's cultural.
Yeah,
throughout the South, right?
Yeah.
College football is cultural and it's part of us. And man, it'd be nice for us to pick it up a little bit.
You know, it's funny, you know, all these other guys who do other shows, you know, especially up in Northwest Arkansas, it is right now. It is a struggle bus, Roger. Every day is like, all right, what will the Razorbacks do? Just trying to figure out something, a question that works, because you're just trying to get to August. For us, you know, this is, you know, we flex for this kind of time, because we do the other things in sports, and but it's a dead period for a while. That's why we're talking about best dive bar. Somebody says here, DB, what dive bar were you thinking of downtown? No, it's Midtown Billiards is the one that's on Main Street. That's been there forever. I think another great dive bar component, Roger, is they not all of them, but serve food, greasy food, as the night goes on. Like Midtown serves a great cheeseburger till about 2-3 o'clock in the morning. Whitewater, I think, may do that, but you know, some of them are just standard
bars.
Do
you have a bandstand?
You have a usually well
band stand, and I've said bands. You got a stand there, got a little stage.
Yeah, not all
jukebox.
You can have a dive bar that's small, but most of them have a place where there's an entertainment that can be done.
Yeah, bumper pool.
Could do that.
What would you have? You got a pool table, right?
Could do that.
I'm trying to think. I don't know about one in Hot Springs anymore. There, you know, I don't know where there would be one in Hot Springs. I think there used to be a couple of them when I was too young to get in them, I guess, but I don't remember them anymore. And there's a certain feel about a dive bar. Fits like a glove.
The smell.
It doesn't have that new car smell like this place.
Not
does.
Like this, yeah.
No. But I mean, but you know what? It's been around forever. But it fits you. You know, going in, I think that you're going to be around people that are just there to chill.
Someone says here, good morning, Cody and Payne from Bologna. Some of your fans out there,
okay,
big supporters out there listening. What is the future for you? Is this the end point?
Well, so, you know, just elected to a term on the Arkansas Supreme Court without an opponent, which was fantastic.
Yeah.
That's the best way to do it.
Yeah.
But very, very thankful for the trust that people have placed in us to do that. It's very serious.
Retire as a judge? Will you retire?
Possibly. Okay. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
You know, you were in the politics world for a while. It's a rough, ugly place now.
I spent 6 months there at the Republican Party, and man, it is tough. Politics is toxic today.
Someone says here, another question. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. I had a trooper fan tell me the best thing to do when you get pulled over, both front windows down, interior light on, and both hands on the steering wheel. Also, don't look for things until they ask. I've never had a bad experience when I do this. Is that correct, Colonel Hager?
Yes. Yeah. Amen. Amen.
How many years have you been a trooper?
30 years this month.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, man, you're old.
I was telling Johnny Allison last night. I said, "Do you know the story of me and Mike? How far we go back?" He said, "No." And so he didn't know that you were driving the limo for Jenny Topper one time.
Yeah.
And that we shared a hotel
room.
Yeah,
we shared a hotel
in Eureka Springs.
Yeah. Of all places, in Eureka Springs.
Roger,
it was very romantic. It was very nice.
Is the world not a crazy place? That just how things work out. That, you know, we can laugh about. You don't know where your life's going,
yeah.
And at that point, you know, and I think not long after that, you became, you had duty at the governor's mansion. You were taking care of Mike Huckabee and Janet Huckabee, right?
Call it a detail,
Roger. Yeah. That's what they call it, right?
Yeah,
yeah. And so now you're the big poobah, if you will, and everybody to a man just speaks so highly of you, you know, and just. It's the best ever, just so respected, and that's a really cool thing when you have the people around you that are, you know, even Johnny last night, Elizabeth, I was just saying, complimentary of you and your leadership, so.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's very nice of them, but I'm telling you, man, I am so blessed. Some of these guys, one of them just walked in the room, you know, Lieutenant Colonel Mike Kennedy,
yeah.
I wouldn't have taken this job if I couldn't have, you know, put our team in place, our command staff in place, because they run it. I mean, they've got it. So just
could not be more blessed to have the people around me that we've got.
Yeah, having good people around you is really key. And you, I want to mention, too, last night, talk about the dangers of being in law enforcement. You and the governor last night were up, was it Jonesboro?
Yeah, Jonesboro.
Yeah. You had a police officer in that area. At 2:30 in the morning, he's going through a four-way stop, and somebody at 2:30 in the morning runs a stop sign and kills him right on the passenger side, right?
Yeah, he's man, only been working 2 months.
Wow, is that training. Right?
Yeah, and he was with a more senior officer riding in the passenger seat, and it's terrible.
This is a training error. The last time we were here, we'll take a break now, Christian. Roger and RJ went through a lot of the training.
RJ was not that far off.
You did good, bud. It's a very demanding deal.
That's the first thing you do. I found out talking to Nick Brown.
Yeah.
That's the first thing you do. You don't pass that. We're not taking you to the written physical, test. Yeah. You're not doing anything. Yeah. Come back, work out.
And then you have guys like Colonel Jason Aaron, right? He's 6'5". 240 pounds.
Breaks things.
3% body fat.
Yeah. He's a freak.
It's just, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That's what all our troopers are going to look like.
That dude's ugly as a mud fence.
It's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing.
It really
hate
is,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, he would be, if you want to take a picture of, and by the way, I'm watching Smokey and the Bandit because this weekend we're going to Georgia to watch a NASCAR race. And so the place we're staying, they shot Smokey and the Bandit. So I thought I'd pull that. It's about that straight trooper. Were they state troopers? No. Jackie Gleason was not a state trooper.
He's a sheriff.
I don't know, Christian. We might make that a movie of the week. Yeah, he was a sheriff, but there was a state trooper. How about that? Christian says, "Let's go, Smokey and the Bandit in honor of us. We're in Jonesboro, Georgia."
Well, if I watch Smokey and the Bandit every week.
What does he say?
I literally watch it this weekend.
You have to. Yeah. What he say? He says, "Surely your mama, you didn't." Yeah. What did he say? You didn't come from my. Yeah.
There is no way
you come from my loins.
Yeah. The best one when he says, "You sound much taller on the radio."
That was Sheriff Branford.
He's talking to a trooper. Yeah. What?
It was
another sheriff.
Deason County This is Sheriff Supertee. I don't think that a sheriff is germane to the Germans.
We got to pull some clips from that this week. Okay. But they shot a lot of the scenes in Jonesboro, Georgia, where we're staying for the race.
There's a couple shots in Texarkana as well.
Yeah, that's right, because they were doing
Texarkana, Texas.
You take cores east of Texas, and what is it called?
It's called bootlegging.
Yeah. All right.
What are you boys going to learn? Hey, Jerry Goodnight says Tons in Morgan is a dive bar. I think that's right off the Morgan Mall Mill exit. I think that's where I've heard about Tons for
I've
a
never
long
heard
time.
That. Here's right. one. Pecs by War Memorial Stadium. I don't know where that one's at.
Pecs.
Don't know. Well, that's what we're learning. It's National Dive Bar Day.
Well, we don't go to dive bars. We go to Olive Garden. We don't go to dive bars.
We are here at the Arkansas State Police brand new lodge, training lodge, and it's spectacular. We'll post some pictures a little bit later today, but it's something to be proud of. Not a better place in America than this right here in Arkansas. So we'll talk more about that when we come back. 6:48 here in Morning Mayhem.
Christian Weaver, real quick. Don't let joint pain ruin your summer. Seriously, if your knees hurt every time you get up, your back aches after 10 minutes outside, or your shoulders are keeping you from golfing, swimming, gardening, or whatever you love doing this time of year, you need to check out QC Kinetics. If you've got joint pain, you need to know about the nation's leader in regenerative medicine. Best of all, they're right here in Little Rock. Their treatments target the source of your joint pain so you can get real relief without surgery, without pain pills, and without a long recovery. And right now, they're offering free pain evaluations. It's super easy. You sit down with a medical professional, talk through your pain, and find out if you're a candidate for treatment. Just call 501-393-1159. They've already helped more than 46,000 people get back to enjoying life again. And now it's your turn. Summer's too short to spend it hurting. Get your free pain evaluation by calling QC Kinetics today, 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159.
We all know how busy our lives can be these days and how important our time and convenience is as well. And Edwards Food Giant knows that too. So that's why they're inviting you to take advantage of their Heat and Eat Meal Solutions items in the deli department. Delicious Edwards Food Giant signature dishes along with a wide choice of entree and sides all ready for you to pick up and take home to serve your family tonight. The Heat and Eat Meal Solutions now at your favorite Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant deli. This week's special is chicken spaghetti for only $7.49 per pound with seasoned corn for $4.49 per pound.
106.7 Buzz 2 is your home for Arkansas Travs baseball. Hear every pitch, every crack of the bat on 106.7 Buzz 2. For the full calendar, go to Travs.com. It's the greatest game on dirt, and you can hear it all on 106.7 Buzz 2.
Farming demands well-built equipment. Kubota equipment. Well-built, proven for over a century. Tractors that get the job done right. Hay tools backed with a 2-year warranty. And Kubota Sidekick utility vehicles is where durability meets speed. And productive SVL track loaders. Visit your local Kubota dealer today for a demo or stop into River Valley Tractor online at rivervalleytractor.com for more information.
This is the Pigskin Preacher bringing you the word. In 1833, a spectacular display of the Leonid meteor shower lit up the skies across the American Southeast, called the Night of Raining Fire. It inspired the 1934 jazz standard, Stars Fell on Alabama, featuring the lyric, "We kissed in a field of white, and stars fell on Alabama last night." It was popularized by Guy Lombardo, Frank Sinatra, and the famous duet of Louis Armstrong and Ella Fitzgerald. Stars fell on Alabama, but snacks and deals fell on Doubleby's. If you're in Rosebud, stop by for a burger. Or if you're in Little Rock, Riverdale, stop by for some catfish on Friday. And Renoco bean-to-cup coffee every morning and every day. Doubleby's. It's where you gas it, grab it, and go. That's Doubleby's.
Edwards Food Giant presents Arkansas media legend and Drive Time Sports co-host Rick Schaefer on Morning Mayhem. Rick joins the guys each week to talk Razorback sports and whatever else might come to mind. Brought to you by Edwards Food Giant, the meat people.
Have questions about retirement, investments, or your money? Call our financial hotline. Dial 501-381-5228 and leave a voicemail with your specific financial question, and our experts will answer it on the Get Ready for the Future show Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Get your financial questions answered by the pros. 501-381-5228. Call now. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Independent Advisor Alliance. Independent Advisor Alliance and Genwell Financial Advisors are separate entities from LPL Financial.
What's on tap? Brought to you by Flyway Brewing. It's always open season at Flyway Brewing, serving two Central Arkansas locations, North Little Rock and now open in Breckenridge Village. Check out current promotions at flywaybrewing.com. Flyway Brewing, follow the migration. We encourage you to wet your beak responsibly.
Hey, everybody, this is NFL Hall of Famer Dan Hampton, and I love hanging out with Paz and the boys on the Buzz. Tune in every morning so you can get the news just like I do.
All right, it is 6:53 on this Tuesday, July 7th, out here at the Arkansas State Police Training Lodge. Brand new, $25 million, all done privately. Spectacular, where I think 60 troopers will start in, the end of the summer when the first class comes through here. A lot of folks from the Arkansas State Police Foundation, Roger. Johnny Allison is here. I see Elizabeth Anderson is here. Jana Hyland is here, of course. Wow, you're talking about his sons. One son is a state trooper, and the other son's getting ready to be a Green Beret. Are you kidding me? Boy, something's good in those jeans.
There's something going on. There's something going on. That's good. That's good stock. That's for sure. Wonderful.
A couple messages here, Raj. By the way, too, if you just tuned in, if you fell asleep last night, 4-1 was the final score. In the equal to football, that would be what, like, Christian?
I'd say the Cowboys beat the Bills and the Cup Super Bowls, they beat them, yeah.
That's like a 30-3 domination, 4-1.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah,
I mean, technically it's 28-7, but it felt like a 42-7 beatdown.
So watching it live do we get a shot on goal?
Yeah,
we
did.
Shots on goal?
I mean, okay. We scored one. We had a few.
Yeah, that's right. We got one.
We had a few other shots. So they went up pretty early, like in the first 20 minutes. USA leveled them, and then less than a minute later, Belgium scored and went up immediately. So it went to 1-1, and then Belgium scored and went up 2-1 and just never looked back.
Is it wrong, Christian, for us to think that, you know, come on, we have more resources, we have more people, that we should have a soccer program that can beat Belgium, or no?
Well, the problem is all these other countries have way better youth systems. To play in America, you have to be rich. I mean,
I thought everybody's playing soccer. I thought all the kids get out there and play soccer when they're young.
If you want to be legitimate at soccer, you have to pay upwards of $1,500 to get in a quote unquote AAU, what a youth team, whatever, to play. That's what it is.
Yeah, well, it just seems after all this time that we would be able to work out. We do it for all the other sports.
I know people are going to say we're arrogant to this and that. Even Americans who were rooting against the USA or whatever. But to your point, I don't think there's anything wrong when expecting to win every single time we do something. You can tell your kids, look, play hard, work it, as long as you did yada, yada, yada. But you know what? Go out and win it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the idea. The idea in golf is to get the hole in the ball least amount of times. So if you could get a hole in one 18 times, wouldn't you take it?
Yeah. Do we have the clip with President Kennedy calling and saying, we ought to play that.
But he also talks about, we got a bunch of fat kids running around, Lou. Why don't we have that going on? Maybe we ought to, work on a little 1%. We'll have those.
Yeah, yeah. 661-1037 is the number. Coming up here shortly, we'll visit with Johnny Allison and some of the other big supporters of all the things that are going on out here. Someone says Cedar Lounge in Morrilton is a great dive bar.
Okay.
It's National Dive Bar if you just tuned in. That's one of the things we're hitting on today. It's also National Day of Rock and Roll and National Macaroni Day. We had a little macaroni last night, Rog. It was here. It was outstanding. Mm-hmm. Also, I was going to see Mike. Here's somebody says, I watch a YouTube channel called Sergeant Curtis that critiques police stops for training purposes. He's very complimentary of the physical condition that Arkansas State troopers are in and the training they receive. Have you heard that?
I actually have heard that.
Yeah, yeah. So that's I'm not surprised because Roger lived it. He went through the training.
I experienced it.
Somebody says Johnny Allison is the real life Tulsa King. he is something. Yeah, we'll visit with him in just a second. Someone says Bears Den in Conway. Is my favorite dive bar. See, I knew that would, again, the Bears Den sounds like a good dive bar.
Yeah, but I thought that was a gas station.
I don't know. Is it?
Are they telling us something that we need to let the officers know about?
Mark the tape. Roger just said get the hole in the ball. Yeah, I do that all the time.
I did.
Okay. I reverse stuff all the time like
Maybe,
that.
You know what? Maybe I got something else on my mind. I don't know.
All right, we'll come back and visit with some more folks here that are all helping the Arkansas State Police do what they do, and that is keep our roads and keep our citizens safe.
That's right. And call in with your favorite scene from Smokey and the Bandit.
we got to start playing.
Hold up on that car, wise gentlemen.
All right, it is 7 o'clock here on Morning Mayhem. Don't go away.
Fun and games than an amusement park arcade. 1037 The Buzz, KABZ Little Rock.
Your heart works hard for you every day. Are you taking care of it? UAMS Health makes it easy with our heart health screening. For just $99, you will receive a heart CT scan, cholesterol and